And then a little bit later, maybe a couple of brothers interrupted, and you can hear some controversy going on and agitation. And by the time he got done, it was all settled. But when he came up to the room that evening, I says, you know, what was going on down there? What were you sharing that was, you know, that people were on the verge of getting out of control? And here's what he shared with me. I had presented earlier the daily as paganism, pagan Rome, and the implications of that understanding, the pioneer position, and how it impacted prophecy and the people that believed it. So he went on it, on that same subject with them, only he took it to a deeper level. And brothers and sisters, for me, and I'm not sure that, I'm not saying this is correct because I don't have a grasp of all the chapters in the Bible, but for me, the deepest chapter I've ever been confronted with in the Bible is Daniel chapter 8. There is so many ways in that Daniel is conveying information in Daniel chapter 8. And I'm sure I don't see them all, but the ones I've seen, it just amazes me, the different techniques that he was inspired to use to share information. And if you're coming to understand that, you realize the truths of Daniel 8 just get deeper and deeper. And one of those truths, and it was the truth that this brother that was translating for me decided that he would teach about the daily in that afternoon meeting. And when the brethren were first hearing it, they thought he was denying the truth that they had just heard, because they weren't seeing the relationship. Ultimately, they seen the relationship, and it was very sobering for them. But the truth that he was sharing with them, if you have your Bible, if you look at Daniel 8:4, you'll see that the ram symbolizing the Medes and the Persians, it says at the very end of verse 4 that this ram became great. And then when it gets to the goat in verse 8, it says the ram became very great. And then when it gets to the little horn of Rome in verse 9, it says he became exceedingly great. And the truth that this brother was sharing with the brethren is that this word great is gadol, and it's representing self-exaltation. And the story in chapter 8, among other things, is that these pagan powers of Bible prophecy, the very essence of their counterfeit religion that they had set up in opposition to God's religion, was self-exaltation. And this is what this word gadol is symbolizing. And each power grew greater in its self-exaltation, and the very essence of paganism, which is the daily, is